This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, yes, the eardrum pain is so much that the person who is in charge, the person who's behind the microphone, does not truly matter. Anyways, how are you? I hope everything is good and grand with whatever the hell you have going on today. No doubt about that. So, today is, if you don't know this already, Wednesday, 320. Yeah, not 420, but 320. Day 80th of the year, only 286 days left to go. And it is the lovely Whipabout Wednesday. So let's remember that. That's important. That's an important aspect of the show. So with that being said, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM. And then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big USA, Canada, UK.
Okay, so you got that. We're looking at that. You know, all the stuff that we get to do over there as we hang out in the multiverse. No doubt about that. So, if you are taking a listen to this show, either you ran into this by accident or you've been here before. I'm not sure which one. So, whichever one it is, let's go through it anyways. Our show consists of talking about safety in the news, news and safety. That's really just how the spindle works on this one. So if you're hanging out here, thank you. So safety in the news, news and safety, we bring in some professional broadcasters. They start talking about the things that are going on inside of the world here. Yeah, not a problem. And then we come in and do some versionality of a main story, talking about what's going on and what might potentially be important to us. Yeah, I did say important to us. So, with that being said, professional broadcasters, if you want to interact with the show, especially with it being a Whip 'em Out Wednesday, callinradio.com. Yeah, that's the website. Yeah, I just want to make sure that we know this. So, once you get to callinradio.com, here's what occurs. You can either do text messaging, you can do audio messaging, or you can do video messaging. I'm terrible if you use the social media aspects. I don't know why I am. I just don't look at it as I'm going through all my little different panels and screens right here on taking a look at what's going on. But if you go through call-in radio, it kind of flashes something on my board. I'm not going to lie here. That's exactly what happened. So it starts going ding, 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 ding. So it kind of gives me a warning signal that something's going on. Outside of that, yeah, I don't pay attention to a lot of things until post-event, just kind of the way that it goes. So there you go. We have a video component to this. It's on all social media, just a little FYI action. And if you do tend to have a struggle with it, well, here's what happens. you can go to safetyfm.com and click on the section that says visual radio. So that's what happens right there. Good stuff. Podcast version comes out about 10 o'clock Eastern time. That's in the AM sequence of events, just in case. The other side of the equation is that we have all of our radio components, which are the main components here. RadioBig.com, SafetyFM.com, and there's some apps that you can download that can play directly. Now, we are on different platforms of the radio aspect, even including the Alexa skill. Oh, yeah, I probably just made that thing go off. So just so you know. Anyways, why don't we start talking about what the hell was trending in the overnight, because that's going to be important.
Here is what was trending. Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, so as I started looking at what was trending and what's going to be on tap for today, victims of Sam Bankman-Fried fraud weigh in on the sentencing, and young Americans rebuke college degrees. We'll talk about that as we get into the hit list. Also, Hannah Gutierrez Reed wants a new trial, and Lady Gaga extends her Vegas residency. We'll talk about that as we get into the biz of show. And there's a new James Bond. We'll talk about that details in the casting stuff. And also Buckingham Palace updates its official website and sends a passive-aggressive message. Hey now, I guess these are my kind of people. Oh, hold on. Did I say that out loud? I guess I did. So there you go. That's what's going on. That's what's on board. Remember, this is a three-hour show, meaning that hour two and three has no video. We are just strictly radio at that point on Radio Big. Hour numero uno simulcast across the multiverse. So there you go. Anything else? Anything else you'd care to know? Anything else you would care to spindle dindle? Okay, cool. That's it. So let's get into the news, because I think that that's going to be important. I got some Mark Mayfield waiting on the other side.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
NBC News Radio, I'm Mark Mayfield. Voters hit the polls in five states Tuesday, taking part in presidential primaries. As President Biden and Donald Trump have already secured the nominations of their respective parties and won all five states, the attention shifted to a handful of down-ballot races. In Ohio, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno is the projected winner of the GOP nomination for Senate, as he looks to unseat Democratic Sherrod Brown in November. A report says Donald Trump has ruled out Vivek Ramaswamy as his possible running mate. Brian Shook reports.
Forbes says Trump personally told the biotech entrepreneur he was not in the running, but might be offered a cabinet role, such as Homeland Chief, should Trump win the election. Trump insiders told Forbes the former president was looking for someone he was more ideologically aligned with. I'm Brian Shook.
There's an alert out for measles across the country. The CDC says so far this year there have been 58 cases in 17 states. That already equals the number of cases reported in all of 2023. Once eradicated, the CDC is once again urging families to make sure they get their measles vaccines. Doctors say on average, one infected person infects 12 to 18 unvaccinated people. The airborne virus can linger in the air long after somebody leaves a room. Nearly 1,000 Americans in Haiti have reached out to the U.S. government. Lisa Taylor has more.
That comes from the U.S. State Department as Haiti deals with gang violence and political instability through a rising humanitarian crisis. Those Americans have filled out a crisis intake form, which helps the U.S. track and help make sure those citizens get information on consular services and evacuations. I'm Lisa Taylor.
And Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel is criticizing the U.S. amid ongoing protests across the country. Hundreds of Cubans have taken to the streets to protest food and power shortages. During an interview with NBC News, Díaz-Canel said the U.S. embargo on Cuba for the last 60 years has provoked the protests. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
Safety never sounded so terrible. Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. A federal appeals court in Texas has frozen the state's controversial immigration law. A fresh set of national security offences is coming into force in Hong Kong after lawmakers unanimously approved a new law. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi says relations between China and Australia are back on the right track, and a private hospital's reportedly looking into claims staff attempted to view the Princess of Wales's medical records.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Results are coming in for California's 20th Congressional District special election to replace former Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Brooks Walker reports.
NBC News is projecting GOP frontrunner Vince Fong will advance to the special election with over 40% of the votes. In second is Republican Mike Boudreau with 26%. Democrat Marissa Wood has 23%. If no one wins 50% of the vote, the top two vote-getters will advance to a runoff on May 21st. It remains a tight race for the second spot. I'm Brooks Walker.
Police in Seoul, South Korea are investigating an alleged bomb threat targeting Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani. The Los Angeles Times and two South Korean newspapers report police got a hold of an email in which someone threatens to detonate a bomb during the MLB season opener between the Dodgers and the Padres in Seoul, set to be played overnight. The LA Times reports the threat is not credible, adding that the person accused of sending the email has a history of making false claims. Immigrant rights groups are furious that the Supreme Court is allowing a controversial Texas law to go into effect. It allows local cops to arrest anybody that they believe crossed the border illegally.
We know what this will mean for many of our community members in Texas, and not just migrants, but all of our communities of color.
Priscilla Olivares with the Immigrant Legal Resource Center worries the law will lead to racial profiling. Tuesday, the court ruled the law can go into effect while litigation continues in lower courts. Oral arguments are set for next month before the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. And the NCAA men's basketball tournament field is getting clearer. Wagner took down Howard 71-68 in a battle for the 16th seed in the West region, while Colorado State blew out Virginia 67-42 to earn the 10th seed in the Midwest. The first four concludes on Wednesday when Grambling and Montana State face off for the 16th seed in the Midwest region. Colorado and Boise State fight for the 10th seed in the South. Mark Mayfield, NBC News Radio.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves. Only on Safety FM.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing the dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/SafetyFMFree. That's HelloFresh.com/SafetyFMFree to use the code SafetyFMFree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/SafetyFMFree with code SafetyFMFree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
All right, class. Let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Awesome. Where were you, Jill?
Yeah. We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Let's start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at MobileMobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Hello.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, there you go. 16 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Whip'em Out Wednesday. Yep, thank you for all, you know, all the interaction so far today. It's been pretty interesting. Anyways, ahead of the next sentencing for Sam Bankman-Fried, the prosecutors have filed with the courts dozens of statements from FTX customers affected by the fraud. Multiple letters express the frustration, even if they'll get their funds back, and they would be repaid based on the Bitcoin value on November the 20th of 2022, or November 2022, better saying, which was around $16,500. In recent weeks, Bitcoin had surged beyond $60,000. Worth remembering, the prosecutors were asking SBF to spend up to 50 years in prison if his defense attorneys have asked for no more than 6.5 years. This is according to CoinDesk. So what do you think? Makes you kind of wonder of, okay, hold on. $16,500, that's what it was at, and then it went up to 60. Yeah, I'd probably be not too happy. Anyways, Education Journal Insider Higher End reports that attitudes towards the benefits of college degree among young Americans is soaring. While the focus of the group research of individuals aged between the ages of 18 to 30 shows that the general belief is that the secondary degree does not incur benefits, those sentiments grew more negative between 2022 and 2023. The same age cohort see increasing long-term financial benefits to earning trade licenses and certificates over full-fledged collegiate programs. The study notes that the higher education institution needs to make a better effort to prove their value. This is according to Zero Edge. Now, meanwhile, Bloomberg reports that a healthy majority of marketing majors, specifically 60%, are currently working jobs that they could have gotten with a high school diploma. So what do you think of higher education now? Is it a good thing or a bad thing? Now, of course, I am not going to have the greatest point of view if you ask me that question, because I am going to say, well, it depends what you're trying to acquire or obtain or move forward with. I mean, I guess that's with anything in life. That's just kind of the way that it goes. Anyways, let's see. Olympic athletes have all cleared to get freaky in the city of love. Yeah, the COVID-era intimacy ban that was imposed to athletes back in 2021 is no longer in place. So organizers are prepping for some serious bedroom games. Those in charge of prepping the Olympic Village have stocked the place with over 300,000 condoms. For the 14,500 athletes who will stay there, meaning that they will have enough protection to have sex multiple times a day. Also, the village is making beds that can support up to 550 pounds, and there is plenty of food nearby for the athletes to refuel. By the way, the push of safe sex is nothing new. Condoms have been handed out at the Olympics since 1988. This summer Olympics will take place between July the 26th and September the 8th in Paris. This is according to the Washington Post. 300,000. And it would almost make it seem like you're not even there to do sports.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so here you go. Sports Illustrated lives again. Authentic Brands Group, which holds the rights to the magazine, ended its relationship with publishing company Arena Group when Arena failed to make a $3.8 million payment towards the licensing agreement last year. Now the London-based Minute Media will continue publishing SI Brands for at least another 10 years with options to renew if it goes well. A rep for SI Employee Union said that the writers who got laid off notices might be able to get their jobs back. This is according to the Wall Street Journal. So there you go. Cool. I mean, here's the thing, and I'm not picking at Sports Illustrated, besides the swimsuit edition, what else do they have going on? Because, I mean, you know, every year you hear about it, but are they still like a weekly, monthly, whatever the hell magazine? I mean, can't you just go to a website for this right now? I mean, I'm just asking the question. I mean, media has changed. I mean, think about this. I'm a dude doing radio, talking on a video. Yeah, and on a podcast. What a cluster there, huh? Some stuff to think about. Anyways, local conversation. Local conservation officials in New York had to remove an 11-foot, 750-pound pet from a private home. Yeah, authorities responded to the tip that the owner let the gator run free inside of a separate enclosure of the property, complete with its own in-ground pool. Sometimes visitors would pet and swim the reptile named Albert. Yeah, you had a pet named Albert. So let's see. The owners say that he maintained a proper license to keep the animal until 2021. But then after that, the rules of ownership don't allow letting others engage with a dangerous animal, apparently. Well, that gets interesting. Animal welfare officials say that Albert suffers from blindness and spinal complications and is now under the care of a licensed guardian while awaiting a permanent relocation. The owner could face charges. This is according to CNN. So let's see. That's pretty interesting, just to say the least. Anyways, before we start getting into the land of Too Strange, why don't we do this? Why don't we bring in some Erin Royale and let her tell us about some money matters?
It looks like Congress will avoid a partial government shutdown.
Congressional leaders struck a deal with the White House on a bill to fund the Department of Homeland Security, which was a major sticking point in negotiations to pass six major spending bills by Friday night's deadline. House Speaker Mike Johnson announced the deal today, adding that the House and Senate will take the legislation up as soon as possible. The deal would fund the government through the end of the fiscal year. I'm Michael Kastner.
Amazon is teaming up with one of the web's most popular video creators. Silvana Anau has the story.
Prime Video and MGM Studios announcing a new reality competition with Mr. Beast. Beast Games will feature 1,000 competitors vying for a $5 million cash prize, and it will stream exclusively on Prime Video in more than 240 countries. Mr. Beast, whose real name is Jimmy Donaldson, will be the host and the executive producer. His YouTube channel has 245 million subscribers, and his viral videos routinely rack up 100 million views.
Former President Trump says he'll need to take extreme measures to pay his $464 million bond in his New York civil fraud case. That includes selling some of his properties quickly for cheap. Trump took aim at Judge Arthur Engoron, who ruled against him in the case. In a Truth Social post, Trump complained that Engoron actually wants me to put up hundreds of millions of dollars for the right to appeal his ridiculous decision. Colorado could be the first state in the nation to cap drug costs in an effort to save people money on their prescriptions. Lawmakers are pushing a bill to limit which drugs a special board can review, arguing companies could stop selling so-called orphan drugs in the state if there's a cost limit affecting those being treated for rare diseases.
Orphan drugs are often the most expensive drugs in the state, and so it's the board's responsibility to review those thoroughly.
Priya Talang works with the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative, which advocates for patients struggling to pay for their prescriptions. Consumer and business news, Erin Royale, NBC News Radio.
Okay, thank you, Erin, for that information right there. No doubt about that. The Dow gained about about 320 points to close at 39,110 on Tuesday. The S&P increased by 29 points to close at 5,178, and the NASDAQ added about 63 points to close at 16,166. West Texas Intermediate closed at $83 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $87 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.48 on Tuesday, and Bitcoin fell more than 5% on Tuesday, trading around 63,700. There was more than 1,760 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States, with about 35 such cancellations. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for $687 million jackpot or a $327.3 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you still have the opportunity to do so. Anyways, the University of California Regents will meet today. And they will face the picket lines. Bree Tennant sorts out the info.
About 33,000 UC employees and students plan to protest at four UC schools late this morning. Their hope is to get the Regents to address the lack of affordable housing for students and employees. Picket lines will appear at UCLA, UCSD, UC San Francisco, and UC Davis. The union representing the workers says the university has money, assets, and unused land that could be used for affordable housing. I'm Bree Tennis.
Okay, so you can make some affordable housing with the money that you have and the assets that you have and the land that you have because it's not affordable. Did I get that right? Okay, cool. Let's continue. Prosecutors say that a 14-year-old who fired the shot that killed an innocent bystander in the wild shooting on the Bronx subway platform in February, Lisa Salvatore has them.
The New York Daily News reports prosecutors have charged the teen with murder, attempted murder, and criminal possession of a weapon. One person was paralyzed and four others were injured at the Mount Eden station in what police call a gang shootout. A 16-year-old has already been charged with murder as an adult and is being held without bail. Meantime, police are still looking for a 15-year-old suspect. Lisa Salvati, NBC News Radio, New York.
Okay, thank you, Lisa, for that information right there. Let's continue talking. The brother of Congressman Dan Kildee has been killed by his own son in a shooting near Flint. Janese County Sheriff Chris Watson says the 57-year-old Timothy Kildee was shot and killed earlier yesterday morning in the Vienna Township.
I have been in contact with Congressman Kildee, who was in Washington during this incident, and he is now en route back via commercial airline.
He says that Kildee's 27-year-old son called his mother for a ride after getting into a fight at 3 a.m. at the home in Burton and then jumped out of the vehicle as it was moving. She said that Timothy went off looking for him and his son shot Timothy after they both returned to this home. He was arrested after stealing his father's pickup truck and getting into a crash less than 10 minutes later. The sheriff also says that Congressman Dan Kildee and his family are asking not to be contacted as they deal with the shooting death of Kildee's 57-year-old brother, Timothy.
He and his family, who've all been notified, have asked that the public and the media respect their privacy. He's got an elder mother, and they have been through a lot.
Yeah, some interesting times there. I'm sure we will hear more about this as we go forward. Anyways, Michigan will soon no longer be the only state that banned paid surrogacy. The state Senate passed the bill to repeal the law and sent the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, who says she will sign it.
I look forward to reviewing and signing the Michigan Family Protection Act when it reaches my desk. Let's keep working together to make our state the best place to start, to raise, and to grow your family.
The ban has put in place back in the 1980s when the case of Baby M made national headlines when the surrogate decided that she wanted to keep the baby instead of giving it up to the parents. A surrogate would have to be at least 21, given birth to at least one child, have a legal representation independent of the parents, and undergo medical and mental health evaluation. The governor also says that she is thankful for the Democratic majority in the legislature that has repealed the ban of paid surrogacy.
We're the only state in the nation with a criminal prohibition on surrogacy. And for decades, the previous majority did not repeal it.
So there you go. Some stuff going on right there. Police are looking for a suspect who sold a $2,200 guitar from Bill's Music in Catonville over the weekend. That's Catonville, Maryland, just in case. General Manager Bill Higgins says that the store was open at the time and the entire theft was caught on surveillance video.
It's almost shocking. You're in disbelief that somebody would be just that brazen to just run out the way they do. But some people get a little bit desperate.
Okay, the video shows a suspect looking around for a guitar section, grabbing the instrument and quickly leaving and taking off in a getaway car. General Manager Bill Higgins says that it's shocking that someone would be so brazen, and while it would be nice to get the guitar back, he just wants the suspect to be caught. A police report has been filed. Anyone with information is asked to call Baltimore County Police. Also says the catching the Bill Higgins says the catching the suspect is the main concern.
Frankly, it's more important to get the fella or get the guy so this doesn't happen to anybody else. And if we get our guitar back, that's great. But that's in a way secondary to us as much as we'd love to see it.
Okay, so here's one more. He has a message for the thief.
The best thing you could do is give us a call. You know, give us a call, bring the guitar back. Whatever issues you may have, you know, hopefully we can help deal with.
Okay, that's positive. Not really. Okay, so there you go. Police in Seoul, South Korea are investigating an alleged bomb threat targeting the Dodgers superstar Daniel Martindale reports.
The Los Angeles Times and two South Korean newspapers report police got a hold of an email in which someone threatens to detonate a bomb during the MLB season opener between the Dodgers and Padres in Seoul, set to be played overnight. The LA Times reports the threat is not credible, adding that the person accused of sending the email has a history of making false claims. The season opener will start as scheduled. I'm Daniel Martindale.
Okay, thank you, Daniel Martindale, for that one. As we are going, I have quite a few here, so let's take a look. Let's take a look at a couple. Former Trump economic advisor Peter Navarro is now serving his fourth month sentence for contempt of Congress in Miami federal prison after the Supreme Court declined to intervene. He now hopes that the high court will decide in his favor as the executive privilege. Take a listen.
The tragedy here is because I have not been released pending appeal. I will have already done my time before that is done. But that's the price of living in Joe Biden's America.
Navarro is expected to serve 90 days with his four-month sentence per federal law. Navarro argued the executive privilege should be applied to him.
My mission is to defend the constitutional separation of powers and executive privilege. And I knew from day one of getting that subpoena, based on my experiences in the White House, that absolute testimonial immunity was in place.
Navarro last ditched the bid for a Supreme intervention after the DOJ made him a rare example.
When I walk in that prison today, the justice system, such as it is, will have done a crippling blow to the constitutional separation of powers and executive privilege.
A crippling blow. There you go. Take a listen to this one. Former President Trump is suing ABC News and George Stephanopoulos for defamation. Mark Fayfield fills us in.
The lawsuit centers around Stephanopoulos' interview with Congresswoman Nancy Mace earlier this month. During the interview, Stephanopoulos said Trump had been found liable for rape. A New York jury found Trump liable for sexual abuse, but not rape. Trump has previously unsuccessfully sued media organizations such as CNN, The Washington Post, and The New York Times for defamation. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Wouldn't ABC just offer a retraction? I mean, wouldn't that be the thing? Go, oops, we screwed up. I mean, this is not the first time somebody's done something dumb. I mean, come on. There you go.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about some main story stuff because, you know, if we're going to get into some story, there has to be a main component to the whole thing. If not, the story becomes kind of flatty-atty in regards to talking about some of this stuff. And, you know, it is that season again, depending on where you're located. You could be inside of that March Madness, as they like to call it during this time, because of the NCAA stuff that's going on. It's also spring break in certain states, certain counties, certain aspects of what's going on. That's cool. Fun stuff going on there. But have you looked around at the different components that are taking place, the different things? And listen, I'm not going to sit here and talk about gun violence. I'm not going to sit here and talk about chaotic environments. We're not going to sit here and talk about all these weird aspects. All we're going to do is talk about certain things that are going on. So if you've been paying attention to some of the places that people go to in regards of where everything is going down for the spring breakers, And now, listen, some people want to have fun in the sun, and some people want to go skiing, and some people want to do all kinds of interesting stuff. I am in this fabulous state of Florida, so I get to talk about some weird aspects here. I get to talk about what I get to see according to the local news and the state news. And there has been a lot of barriers that were put into place because of the amount of killings that happened in Miami last year. And a lot of barriers were put into these areas for things would not occur. So we'll put it to you this way. There were some items that were put there to make sure that there would be limits and capacities that were being able to be handled with the amount of people and the things going on. So what was done in South Beach in particular was for a two-week time frame, every parking garage, with the exception of one in the Miami South Beach area, was charging $100 flat to park your car. The reason behind that was to see if they could detour people from showing up there. Also, the beaches, yes, the beaches here, closed at 6 p.m. Yes, that's 1800 military time. So think about that real quick. You have people that are trying to deter people from showing up to South Beach. And this is one of the aspects they do. They also had, and I'm talking about in the general area, in regards of walkways blocked and only certain amount of room on the roads where you could drive and not be able to park. To have people not show up in that general area. So now we kind of have to go a little bit northern from that particular standpoint. So people were not in love with the idea. But over the weekend here, if you are familiar with the I-95 corridor, the I-95 area in Florida, there is a place called New Smyrna Beach. Now, over the weekend, there was somebody who was toting a gun, walking up and down the beach and pointing it at people, 16 years of age. Okay? So now we've moved it up further down the coastline. And then all of a sudden, you go a little bit further north from New Smyrna Beach, and now you have Jacksonville Beach, which there was an open shooting that occurred over the weekend in that area. So I bring these three things up because listen to what I told you. There was safeguards put into place in regards of one particular region. It limited some of the problems that occurred. If we talk about I-95 being the system, all of a sudden, the system problems moved elsewhere where those safeguards were not in place. Now, listen, I'm not going to say that nothing was going to happen in Miami. I'm not going to say nothing was going to happen in some of these other areas. But all of a sudden, you had larger areas of opportunity that occurred. Now, I'm going to tell you that if you look at a map because you're not familiar with Florida, which is cool, you will see there is a big gap between South Beach and all the way to New Smyrna Beach. There's all kinds of beaches in there. But when you look at this, can you pinpoint this to other problems? And go, well, this problem wouldn't have occurred if there were safeguards across the board, because that's the problem with safeguards. Safeguards are there to help you to make sure you don't have an implosion. It doesn't mean that it's going to solve everything. So when you sit back for a moment, was it a success or was it a failure? What actually occurred here? That's the question to ask.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You are listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer self-preaching and warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I gotta tell you, I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too, but I'm glad we are.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and life experiences come together through conversation, and it feels good.
Wow, your story is so...
Interesting?
Yeah.
When people actually sit down, talk, and listen to one another, they can break down boundaries and connect as human beings. At lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep, you can listen to amazing, life-changing conversations and find simple tools to start a conversation of your own.
I know one thing. This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together by having the courage to start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back.
Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Real big.
Safety show, 44 minutes past the top of the hour, as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Whip 'em Out Wednesday. Oh yeah, sitting back enjoying some music together. That's always an important time. This right here, this is Beach Tiger. Higher Place and State. That's what's going on right there. Yeah, talking about music stuff. Lollapalooza lineup was just announced. And I'm quite excited that this new band that I've been listening to called Cannons is going to be on the Lollapalooza stage. So there you go. Congrats to them. Also, thanks to Beach Tiger for allowing us to play Higher Place and State here. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. Might want to give it a little streamer-emer action because, hey, some good stuff. No doubt about that. So there you go. You know, I always like listening to all kinds of music, as we've discussed this about a million times on this show. I just like it. You know, it's that feeling, those emotions that it gives you, the way that your brain changes as you hear that song that reminds you of that moment in time. Or maybe makes things a little different, a little brighter than the darkness you're accustomed to and the music that you take a listen to. Anyways, that got weird quick. So, well, thanks again to Beach Tiger. Let's go ahead and get it moving and grooving here in regards to what's going on here on the Rated R Safety Show. Anyways, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And the people at To Write Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help. It's on the far right-hand side. It's probably one of the better aspects as you take a look around of information that's readily available for you. Once you get there and you do that, all kinds of information are going to open up to you. Anything related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support resources, just to name a few. That's just starters. So that information is readily available. TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. So there you go. Let's continue talking about some things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because I think we need to talk about that. When it comes to beating stress, dogs are great. Husbands, question mark, not so much. Here's the breakdown. A new study from South Korea found that spending time with dogs can help reduce stress and improve concentration. Researchers determined that activities like playing with and walking dogs increase relaxation, while tasks like grooming boosted concentration. As far as mood, well, study participants also reported feeling less tired and sad and stressed, and after interacting with dogs, meanwhile. So, there you go. And a study published from the Journal of Psychosomatic Medicine looked at data from more than about 2,000 elderly people, or couples at this point, to see how stress affected their pair health over time. Researchers found that women tended to display more negative psychological markers of stress than their male partners, suggesting that women's health may be more affected by their partner's stress level in long-term relationships. Maybe they should have gotten a dog instead. I mean, I don't know. Would you be better off with a pet than actually being off with than being with a human? Who knows, man? There is so many weird things that that happen from time to time. You have to ask that question, because who else knows what's going on?
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Okay, so there you go. Some stuff to think about. I mean, it's just a thought. It's nothing else. So there you go. Take a listen to this. Biden, hold on. Let me get it here. President Biden is promoting a plan to invest nearly $260 billion into building more affordable housing. Biden spoke about the plan in front of about 100 people at an event in Las Vegas on Tuesday.
Across the country, more people own homes now than before the pandemic. We're seeing fewer foreclosures than any time in decades, but we have a lot more to do. For too many people, the dream of having a good home still feels out of reach. I get it.
I mean, it's not about having a good home. How about having a home with a 40-hour work week, you know, back like it was in the golden days? I'm not picking here. I'm just asking the question. Remember when people used to work 40 hours a week, one job? and they were able to have retirement and a home and all that kind of fun stuff. What the hell's going on now? I mean, who knows? Anyways, take a listen to this. More rescue flights from Florida are set to take off to Haiti. Tampa Bay's Project Dynamo is operating charters to get people out. They are veteran-run search and rescue groups. They got 270 Americans out of Israel, and they set up in the DR to help in Haiti. However, two rescue flights yesterday ended up being canceled. Take a listen.
Unfortunately, the situation on the ground is so volatile that we have not been able to successfully complete that mission.
Okay, Florida Division of Emergency Management Director Kevin Gunther, says that he won't stop until he rescues all 259 Floridians stranded in Haiti. The first flight today leaves at 8:05, and the second one leaves at 10 a.m. I mean, this sounds pretty intense. I'm not joking here. Talking about flights for a moment, JetBlue Airways is cutting back the number of flights it offers traveler. Mark Mayfield has more.
On Tuesday, the company announced it's going to be eliminating several unprofitable routes on both domestic and international flights. The airline will also completely leave Kansas City, Missouri, and Newburgh, New York. JetBlue cited limited aircraft and the need to improve financial performance as reasons for the flight limitations. In total, 16 routes will be cut starting in June. I'm Mark Mayfield.
I mean, let's talk about that real quick, because Kansas City, Missouri, and I'm not picking here, I mean, that airport's not very big, so you're kind of limited anywhere. In Newburgh, I had never even heard of it until probably about 20 years ago, and that was because I met a family that was based out of there. I'm not picking, I'm just saying. So probably a good idea to cut routes to some of these areas if they're not making sense to you. I'm just bringing it up. So there you go. Let's see. As I take a look around, should we talk about Boeing and FAA? Why not? We're talking about planes anyways. The head of the FAA says that Boeing must shift its focus from improving safety standards. More from Mark Mayfield.
In an interview with NBC News, FAA Administrator Michael Whitaker said, Boeing's safety protocols are not what would be expected if safety is the first priority. His comments came after an FAA audit of Boeing found the plane maker to be more focused on mass production rather than safety standards. The audit took place after the door plug on a Boeing 737 MAX 9 airplane operated by Alaska Airlines blew out while in the air. A number of other incidents involving Boeing aircraft have happened in recent weeks, including a tire falling off after takeoff. I'm Mark Mayfield.
That will get everything moving and get some attention if that's going down, no doubt about that. Anyways, with that being said, let's talk about something a little bit more positive. Let's bring some John Smalls in and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Heather. Taylor Swift said, "Giving up doesn't always mean you're weak. Sometimes you're just strong enough to let go." Nice. I know there are some Swifties out there who love Taylor. I think she's done an amazing job of building a brand for sure. And this quote shows that she's got a great sense about her as well. I know people who have changed course along their path, not because they were weak, but because they learned new information along the way that would have made it foolish to stay on the original course. How could anyone look at that as weakness? But some do. They say that since someone changed their mind or changed course, they flip-flopped in weakness. I think it could be strength.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Drugmaker AstraZeneca is capping out-of-pocket costs for its asthma medication at $35 per month. That is huge news for some patients who spend hundreds of dollars for the inhalers.
When we're prescribing inhalers, we have no idea what's going to happen on the pharmacy side, like how much the patient is going to end up having to pay.
Dr. Erica Gonzalez, who's an asthma doctor in Texas, says AstraZeneca sells their medication for $645 in the U.S., but just $49 in the U.K. Elon Musk says he's almost always sober when he posts on his social media platform, X. The tech billionaire discussed his habits in an interview with former CNN journalist Don Lemon. He said he takes a small amount of ketamine prescribed by a doctor to help deal with depression-like symptoms. Health update, Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show. I don't know why our host has a face for radio. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, that's pretty interesting. Taking a listen to that, no doubt about it, as we are talking. So take a listen to this. Immigrants' rights groups are furious at the Supreme Court allowing the controversial Texas state law to go into effect. It allows local cops to arrest anybody that they believe crossed the border illegally.
We know what this will mean for many of our community members in Texas, and not just migrants, but all of our communities of color.
Okay, Priscilla Olivares with the Immigrant Legal Resource Center worries that the law will lead to racial profiling. Tuesday, that the court had ruled the law can go into effect while litigation continues to lower in the lower courts. Oral arguments are set to take place next month in the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. Also, Priscilla also said that the Immigrant Legal Resource Center fears what this will lead to with racial profiling.
Peace officers will have the authority to stop and question individuals about their immigration status and how they entered Texas.
Also, she went as far as saying this.
Operation Lone Star has also heightened racial profiling in many of our border communities. And unfortunately, what SB4 means is that racial profiling will likely increase.
So a lot of stuff going on right there as we are talking. So there you go. Let's talk about this real quick because we're running out of time. Like always, let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. So if I take a look around real quick, let's see. Back in 1999 in California and features an amusement park experience centered around Lego theme. It was the first American Legoland opens. Yeah, that happened back in 1999. A water park would open at the same place in 2010. So there you go. 1999, first Legoland in the U.S. Okay, so let's talk about this real quick. Some birthdays going on today. Amar Apollo turns 27. Josh O'Connor, thank God it wasn't just Josh Connor, 34 years old. Rachel Platten, 43. Busta Rhymes, 52. Murray Bartlett, 53. Timothy Olyphant, 56. Kathy Ireland, 61. Holly Hunter, 66. Spike Lee, 67. And Bob Orr turned 76. And Cher, she turned 78 today. So there you go. If you ever believe in love after love after love after love, there you go. So you got that. What else do we have going on? Let's see. It's also International Day of Happiness for days to celebrate. It's National Macaroon Day, International Data Center Day, French Language Day, World Storytelling Day, Hufflepuff Pride Day, National Proposal Day, National Kiss Your Fiance Day, Won't You Be My Neighbor Day, and Alien Abduction Day. Hold on. Alien Abduction Day? So is this a day that you determined that an alien needs to abduct you? Well, last but not least, here's this one. It's, if you're looking for dinner idea, the National Day is all you need. Take a listen to what Bree Tennis has to say.
We take a trip to Italy as it's National Ravioli Day. Stuffed pasta we've been eating since the 14th century. Chef Boyardee made ravioli accessible to Americans in 1937. Astronauts have eaten it at the International Space Station. It's ravioli or raviolis, both okay. And it's easy to celebrate today. Just order and eat. I'm Bree Tennis.
Just order and eat. I guess that's the way to do it. So there you go. If you need a random joke for today, I have that. I'd like to have kids one day, and I don't think that I could stand them any longer than that, though. So there you go. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What product or service is way more expensive than it needs to be? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 34% of people say that they've never cleaned this in their house. What is it? Their curtains. So there you go. Anyways, thanks for hanging out with me on this lovely Whip 'em Out Wednesday at the top of the hour. Sheldon Prime is coming in and taking over and doing his thing. I will be going over to Radio Big for the next couple hours or so, hanging out, doing the stuff of the world of music and entertainment. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. An optimist is the human personification of spring. So think about that in that particular format. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Thank you for being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.